배지 보 보고서야 되다 배지 가수를 난조 대 책도고 배지 시간 모르시 배지 레샤 빼나 빼나 러버스 문양님 제 타바타 타바타 러버스 문양님 제 얼마 러버스 문양님디 개그 체육부에서 좀 멤버 제제 당연히 구입이 있는 인중으로 장고 나 전주 씁니다 전주 씁니다 신주를러야 라 신주를러 남기 두지 탑러야리야 전주 씁매 마야한테 그대로 가 남 영자로 장면에서 한번 쳐서야 돼 당도 나네 가시 조신도 다 내가 지금 구요
this
self-sharing
so this role of volition for effective transformation really seemed to be implicitly recognized in the Buddhist approach as well. For example, if you look at
I'm not only Buddhist, I think all Aitin tradition, I think the concept of God, that creates sort of desire to practice love, compassion, forgiveness, these things. Involuntary.
So it really is the voluntary volitional kind of, you know, step that leads to transformation. So even in the theistic religion, he Solens was pointing out that when you have a concept of God, and then your sense of dedication to that, you know, deity is going to lead to a much more kind of voluntary embracing spiritual practice. And in the case of non-theistic religion like Buddhism, the first step on the path to enlightenment or path to liberation, which involves engaging in the three main trainings of morality, concentration or meditation, and cultivation of insight. The first step really is to develop a genuine aspiration to attain liberation.
Enthusiasm.
A real enthusiasm grounded upon a recognition of the value of that and the need for that. And that sets up this voluntary, volitional kind of approach.
Volition goes with a sense of direction in the repetition. If you just, you know, do like this mechanical repetition, it's no point. But if the repetition is a step by step, then because there's a sense of direction, so there you are ready to even go through hardship. Like if you are in a trek in high mountain, it's not pleasant, you know, high altitude, it's cold. Yet every step brings you nearer to where you want to go, so you are, that sense of direction sustain your volition. If you get lost and you get discouraged, you feel tired, direction has stopped, the volition also stopped. Why should we go further? So the practice seems repetitious, but because there's a sense of direction of transformation and a goal, therefore the volition is sustained and become more and more enthusiastic.
Evan, do you want to make a comment? Because you wanted to get in before, and this is directly relevant.
Well, this is going back to an earlier point in the discussion. You made the point that the Buddhist view is not a kind of reified dualism, not a Cartesian dualism of a separate mind or consciousness and a separate body. And I think this point is very important because in Western science, mind science and philosophy, there is a reaction against that kind of dualistic view. And the stumbling block or the difficult point for the dualist view from the Western perspective has been how to understand conceptually how there could be any kind of relationship or interaction between an autonomous consciousness and the body. So what I would like to ask is, from the Buddhist point of view, if it's not this reified dualism, is there an account of how is the relationship between these distinct levels, as it were, how is this accounted for, the interdependencies? You made some mention of the subtle physiology, which I suspect maybe has something to do with it, but I would like to, my question is really a way of trying to bring out more of that account, because I think this is really very important from the Western point of view.
Nangi jungwa tawa nga, nangi jungwa rakwa nga, pezi shashungwa songwe. 되네 친 중아 패지 차라 쇼 차도 되네. 자다 되게 되는 거 아직. 에 제가 그래서 왜 되게 있다 다른 게 좋아 되게 시작하고 도스대. 넘기면은 딱 아주 가서 네. 주산다. 군주대배다 독된 뛰어버려서 쓰버리지. 그 뛰다한테 그렇게 뛰어버리지만 십들 넘고 주면 뺀 여러 사고도 와. 다 동해대배 나올이야. 가서 우리 그게 수징시 먹고 여러 번. 다 수징시 뒤뒤 다 숨이 다 시합에 되네마. 나온다. 지금 시하고 주면 또 정도 와. 땅 알람이 나네 시야돼. 다 뛰긴다. 저 튀는 것도 시작하고 그래. 다 일부러 니 사서 와. 일부러 니 일부 찍디. 그래서 뉴런 간에 지금 참으셔야 돼야지 폐지 주신다 여인님에는 다 넘긴 안 좋아한다 온부 당만 뒤 수신 시에 걸어다 그러다 이내 아주 미시라고 통통한 말보다 따고 안들 아주 미시라고 통말사디 다 가서 우리 병에 주제 좋아할 때네 폐지 아주 미시라고 통모두고 드주제디 주제를 때는 통통해야지. 배신 미식수지 차 초도 왔다. 차 초면 와. 좋아. 자는 이제 저기 배신 가서 온부 담고 써야 돼. 인도 면도 된다. 차 초면 와. 당연히 시작하는 게 류아 뒤쪽 안에 삼단이 아니나 매나. 세상에 아다 릭 어 니야라다 가서 우리 원 포인트 다 시에바 릭직디 인지 미지 수진 그 뭐 붙인 그 답진 체는 깨고야지. 라고 때도 들어가도 가다. 다시 한번 차여간 말이야. 이러자네. 폐질, 등재기야. 다 되게 어쩌놈이 있어야 돼. 어쩌놈이 있어야 터벅한 말이야. 이러자네. 아니, 뺀은 육면 시험으로 샤샤나. 가장 가만히 들어오는 시험을 집에 있는. 양은 뺀, 땡땡에 너가 차살했지. 나 땡땡에 너가 차살했지. 그래서 무슨 얘기 걸릴 때 너가 차살을 마셔버려. 락벤 땡땡에 너가 차살했지. 차여 땡땡에 너가 마셔버려. 시야 죽으면 너가. 차여 내려간.
롱도 가졌네.
가.
코로나 시험 몇 롱지도 가졌네. 하대.
맞아, 류라고. 천디원도 집 류주하고, 천디원도 집 류디, 외생원도 집에 내걸이야, 땡땡이 마셔면. 그래서 참여되는 땡땡이 마셔야지. 지당 안에서, 또 원배신도 준비 시작해, 샘락배원도 시작해, 땡땡이 최선.
신지대원은 땡겨.
자성은 땅에 니, 야, 도당 찍. 그래서 옹불이야, 땡당, 땡신, 땡당, 찍신. 땅, 시에, 숙신이야, 구조 대당, 과디, 땡당, 찍.
So there are two, really, I mean, two questions here from the Buddhist point of view. One is, there's one category of mental states or levels of consciousness, such as the sensory experiences. These, even from the Buddhist point of view, are evidently so dependent and contingent upon the physical body. So each of these sensory experiences will have its own individual physical basis, organs, sense organs. And these sense organs are not really the sort of external physical organs that we see in the text. In fact, in these psychological texts, they are referred to as the refined sense organs. And they're said to be beyond the scope of human visibility.
You can't see them with the naked eye.
You can't see them with the naked eye. So His Holiness was speculating that when we listen to the descriptions of these neurons and in the brain and the role within the systems of functions and so on, they could be understood as what the Buddhist texts refer to as these refined sense organs, which serve as the basis for the arising of the sensory experiences. But this is speculation. But in the case of sensory experiences, their contingent nature upon the sense organs is very evident. So that's one. And so when even a single instance of sensory experience arises, such as a visual perception arises, there is an understanding that it is really an outcome of a multiplicity of factors and conditions coming into play, which includes the sense organs and coming into contact with the external object or whatever it is, external stimuli and so on. And there are three principal conditions that are identified. One is the sense organ. The other one is the external stimuli, whether it is object or internal. And then there's a third condition, which is referred to as the immediately preceding condition, which is identified as an earlier instance of cognitive state.
Of consciousness itself.
Consciousness
not
itself.
Not the biological substrate, but the actual experience of consciousness.
So here the relationship is can be understood in the language of the sciences. But the challenge really is at the more subtle level of consciousness, what the Buddhists refer to as the subtle level of consciousness. And we spoke about how there could be different degrees of autonomy from the contingency upon the physical basis. Mm-hmm. And here, the problem is, for example, in the Buddhist text, you have, even in the discussion of the Four Noble Truths, we speak of the truth of suffering, which includes the physical environment in which we live, and the truth of origin, which includes karma and the afflictions. So although there are statements which says that the karma and the afflictions are the source, are the origins of suffering, which includes the physical world of our experience as well, but as to what is the mechanics or what is the process by which this causation takes place, there's no real, you know, clear explanation in these texts.
In the basic kind of sutra level of text.
However, in the Vajrayana literature, particularly the highest yoga class, there is a discussion of understanding the arising of various levels of consciousness with relation to their correlation to levels of prana energy, this vital energy.
Mm-hmm. Very briefly, there's more to be said, but it's actually here an evolution of emergent properties. Because there's the innate mind of clear light, which is said to be most fundamental, and then out of that emergence up to the coarsest level. But maybe you can elaborate further.
So there is an understanding that at a very subtle level, the consciousness already possesses this kind of prana energy, which is a vital energy, which is not really a mental state. And this itself contains a kind of a force of all the five elements. These are very subtle levels of elements, which then...
The five elements being earth, water, fire, air, and space, but earth not just as in dirt, but just it's simply the element of solidity, and then fluidity, heat, motility, and then space itself. So these, from the Buddhist kind of experienced world, five elements make up everything physical. Okay, so that's what he's referring to. But these actually originating from this very, very subtlest level of consciousness, which is actually non-dual from the subtlest level of energy. Yeah. And then, and so from out of that, then emerge, and this is kind of an evolution. And so we can speak of this, like the table, having a prominent earth element, but this is the kind of grossest manifestation. But in this process of emergence from subtle to coarse, then you have this fundamental level, this fundamental level of the innate mind of clear light, which is non-dual from the subtlest level or domain of energy. And then that differentiates through this kind of emergent process. It differentiates into five types of derivative energy. And those differentiate or kind of unfold into the internal subtle five elements. Out of that emerge the internal coarse five elements. And then from this, then come the external elements, the external five elements. But the fundamental ground of all emergence is said to be this kind of non-dual innate mind of clear light and extremely subtle energy.
But it's only for saying that still the explanation there isn't fully complete. And, you know, the problem still remains how a mental state can act upon matter.
カルド。あの、セブラサイディングで、セブチューディングですよね。セブラディングで、そしてもの、トゥイドじゃね、そしてものがまちゃんも、こう、来世ね、茶道。なるほど。で、にゃれんかね。税金しくおるわ。で、スピンで。今のさん、もう、さん、ちゃうさて。か。これ。ちゅれ。ああ。また、ディングジン、また、ディングジン。 세브르지 띵인 징기 추트유니잖아 추마마 추자가 지거라
추자가 제일 남아도 추힌 like I 추힌 남아도
거 추면 소리
추마 아 이제 가셔도 되는데 신들지나 아 가서 신지 레기도 믿네 주론 나다서 좋아 요스 소 직송도 아 니 띵인 진도 믿네 아 사 아니 메든 줘야 요스 기당 사니 줘야 요 말스
아 네
追着去追着去，对吧？好嘞。对，那边三块钱，八千多块钱。这那，这三老板呢？就是研究是老板，你知道？哦，过去出去研究去。那边。过定金，你不来点呢？出去就三了，是不是？哦，对个。嗯。你听我的话。你叫他。
This gets pretty esoteric.
Yeah. It already is.
It already is. It is. Like, if you get set, the lot of charka watch.
Get a tamo, tamo, tamo.
The shift of tamo gun.
You know? You don't want to leave him in the dark here.
There is an idea in the Buddhist text that a yogi. A meditator at
the Zenkro, this is the Zenal. Karo, the
Sabbath,
Sabbath,
Sabbath, Sabbath, Sabbath, Sabbath,